IVM.
Yep, looking for a place here. Very interesting place where I learn another new craft, let's say. But as usual, the taxi dropped me at the exact spot, but I have to read the name of the place and... Oh, wait. Guys, turn. You better watch. I think I've reached. That's it. I got such good food that I may have put on a little weight. To be honest, some of the crew members are telling me close-ups of mine are showing a bit of a double chin. Get it? Double chin? Figure that out, because that's where we're going next. All right, we're here, we've made it. And I mentioned earlier, I'm going to a place which I can't tell you about. This is the place, now I can tell you about it. Welcome, Jamie Koh. Jamie is the presence behind this lovely place called Brass Lion Gin Distillery.
That's right.
BLD is what I call it, all right? So let's just explain the whole setup first, because people may think it's just a normal bar, which isn't exactly.
So we are Singapore's first full-fledged micro-distillery. What this means is that, you know, you come into this building, right? On the first floor is where all the magic happens, all the gin distillation, whiskey distillation, everything takes place there. Right now we're...
And that's because if you drink too much, you only have one floor to go down.
Exactly, that's right.
That's the thinking behind it, yeah. Which I appreciate.
Only three steps.
But three steps...
climb these stairs, we are actually right here in our tasting room. And so this functions as a restaurant and a bar.
Right.
And you can do tastings of all our products here as well.
So here's the regular bar for the regular patron, and there's the student of gin.
Downstairs is where
you learn.
Where we make the gin and you're not allowed inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm underage. Sweet of you, Jamie. So this is, again, a unique feature of Singapore. Gin crafting. We in India think of beer crafting, not so much the other spirits. You guys have gotten gin in a big way. We'll come to gin. But I was reading the biodata. Is it true that you actually wrote to 500 distillers across the world as a young girl trying to find apprenticeship or learning?
Yes, that's true. So I actually got my start in F&B. So I opened restaurants and bars first.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I decided that I wanted to open a distillery. And so what we did was we wrote to all these distillers because there wasn't a distillery in Singapore. So there was no one who could teach us how to distill.
Why did you think at that point, because you're already doing well and opening many bars, you're a consultant for lots of people, why did you think of distilling as the new thing? What did that catch your fancy?
I think, you know, through running restaurants and bars, I think I noticed one shift, which was that people were starting to care a little bit more about what they drank, right? I think back in the day, you're just like, oh, just give me a gin and tonic, vodka soda, whatever it is, doesn't matter. But actually, you know, the spirit that you drink is very important because you're ingesting it, so it affects how you feel the next day. But also, people are starting to care a bit more about what am I drinking, where is it from, how is it made, things like that. So that was the growth of like craft spirits.
I understand where you're coming from because I'm very sensitive to all this myself personally. When I was drinking, I don't drink now, but I used to always ask them in Hindi, "Sabse sasta kya hai," which translates basically to "What is the cheapest drink you've got?" I've always kept that up, and I felt that's a very noble way to, you know, interact with the catering section. When you go to bars or restaurants.
Right.
So I'm glad that it's changed from there and moved on to this, where people are thinking what's going into the concoction, what are the after effects, which one would be slightly better to have. And in Singapore seems to be all about this sustainability and this health bit, where you sort of, you know, go from whatever you're having to producing it organically or finding a way where it's less unhealthy, if not healthy.
Yeah, and it's also a great way to showcase, like, you know, our part of the world, because, you know, gin, for example, uses a lot of botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
And the gins that we see out there is, you know, usual botanicals, but I really wanted to feature...
usual botanicals are like potato? No, that's vodka.
Juniper berries, for example, that is the main thing that's that makes gin, gin. Without juniper berries, it can't be called gin.
Wow.
Yeah, so the usual botanicals, right? But then I wanted to feature Southeast Asian botanicals, especially botanicals that we're familiar with in Singapore. Things that we use in our, you know, part of culture, our cuisine.
You have a national spirit about this. You were like, this is very important from the country's point of view. No, I'm making fun, but it's true.
It is true. Because, you know, I took 1 year to travel the world. I just bought a one-way ticket and went all around the world. Every country that I went to, I realized that they had, you know, something native to call their own. This is our local spirit, or this is our local brew, something like that, right? And then, you know, as I started trying all these different things from different countries, I just felt it was a huge shame. That was when the Singaporean thing came out. I was like, how come we don't have anything like
because
that?
Because they must be asking you that. Quickly, let's just go through. Because the colors, I think that's the whole thing we're trying to discuss here, is that you're learning the craft of gin. So they look distinctly. I mean, when I was growing up, gin always looked the same.
Yes.
Here, I know we have closes, but we'll show them. Each one is a distinct color. I mean, just look at this. This looks almost like a rum color.
That is a whiskey, actually.
Yeah. The last one is a whiskey.
The last one is actually Singapore's first whiskey.
You broke the line. Huh? You're claiming this is the first homegrown.
Ever. Yeah.
Live on our podcast. No one else has got the footage of the first whiskey ever. Plus, of course, all the first gins. Yeah. Will you be getting like Singapore's highest national honor? I mean, you should be in line for that by now. How do you get this such a variety of colors? Obviously, it's the botanicals.
Yeah.
I've been picking up on my gin learning.
I think when people think of gin, they think of the classic dry style, like the London dry style of gin, right? And that is one style. But we wanted to show them that, you know, there's all these other variants. If you don't like the dry style, usually they don't like juniper berries, which is the base of gin. But they said, you know, we have our floral version, our, you know, spice version. There's a whole new world out there.
And the taste is very different.
And it's all very, very different. So then there's something for everyone, right? So going back to the Singapore dry, I guess that's our take on the classic London dry style.
Which one? This one,
the
right?
First one, yes.
Let me pick it up. Singapore dry, there you go.
Singapore dry. So that is our take on the classic London dry style, which is that style of gin that everyone knows. But over here, we distill in the same distilling tradition, but we use local botanicals, which you'll see later on, but the torch ginger flower and like galangal and pomelo. And
now that you mentioned it, I'm going to actually sort of help you make a brand new gin, which will be in honor of my greatness coming to this place, et cetera, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's what we're going to do in a bit. But before we jump into that, let's quickly try and understand the process of you begin by making gin. What is the first step that you have to do?
You prepare all the botanicals. It was a long process to R&D to figure out which botanicals would blend together. And now we have a nice mix of 22 botanicals that we have to weigh out and process.
But then how, because you're allowing us to have a combination of maybe 5 to 10 or whatever of any of these. So how can you guarantee the combination is going to work?
For ourselves or?
No, for the person who's...
Yeah, so that's part of the, you know, the whole class where we look at it.
The romance of the gin.
We see how and we tweak your recipe accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And how much would it cost?
The gin?
Yeah.
So the first one is 98 and then it's 108 and then it just,
98 Singapore dollars.
98 Singapore dollars,
Okay, we're going to that break right now that we're talking about. For, what should we call it? Gin crafting?
Gin making.
Gin making.
Yeah.
Gin making, where we're going to make a gin, which I'm going to name after myself. And label it, bottle it, and then we're going to have that in Singapore's hot, high society parties. Okay, this is the Brass Lion headquarters. It's got a lovely thing on the... I don't know if I can show this to camera. Forgive me, for I have ginned. You get it? Instead of sin. Some of them don't know. They're very young watching. So don't drink if you're very young. So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to teach you how to make gin. Your very own bottle of gin.
Wow, my very own bottle of gin. Don't we have to wear this before?
Would you like to?
I'd love to. I want to wear this and nothing else. I'm ready. And now, do tell us what we're doing exactly.
Okay, so this is a mini still. This whole experience is actually the first of its kind in Asia, right? Everyone gets a little mini still and you will get to pick your own botanicals. So think of what kind of gin you want, whether it's floral or citrusy or steel.
Hydrogen monoxide was my favorite.
Hydrogen monoxide.
Perhaps not the right thing to put in gin. So yeah. I'll take your advice.
Okay. So let's start. So we have all our tools right here. We'll just take it out. First thing we're going to do is that we're going to choose our botanicals. So let's head on over to that side.
Okay.
In these shelves over here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In these shelves over here.
Yeah. So we have...
Some of the cameramen are deaf, so they'll never reach the shelves. Like rose roselles, do that?
It's not rose, but it's similar. Okay. Yeah.
She cannot explain to an idiot. When you're a complete moron, there's only so much they can do. It's black wolf. I like wolves, so.
You like wolves.
Wolf berry. This has got nothing to do with wolf, but let's take it anyway. So far we've got this. Something rose and something.
Osmanthus is a nice flower. Yeah?
Osmanthus. Osmanthus. Come with me, child. It's three.
Three, okay.
I don't think we have time to do all of them.
Yeah, okay.
We should stop after 80%.
Well, you need like...
Five?
Yeah, 5 to 8.
So you help me, no?
You want a spice gin?
But I don't know if that works in the gin, yeah.
That's
goji
that.
Berries, I hear a lot about goji
That's
berries.
A superfood, so it makes you young. Let's go for
there
it.
You go. Goji berry. So there we go. One spoon. Star anise, I love this in food. Can I?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Usually in gin, we have a little bit of citrus.
Mm-hmm.
take some and peel.
I love citrus.
Yeah. So orange, you grab one, I'll grab one, and we can start to peel a little bit.
Throw them in the end catch.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I was going to throw tea.
Oh, throw it at me? Okay, ready? Go.
Ah! There you go.
Live on camera. I've never seen before.
You get a peeler.
Okay.
And I'll get one. So let's use this side of it. Mm-hmm. At the distillery, peel very, very close to the skin. Because we want to avoid the pith.
I've done this many times before. Yeah.
But gently, gently. So kind of like this. Okay. Oh. Can see that you've done it.
Gently and I broke everything. My God. Nobody told me we're going to work on the show.
Yeah, you know, we're just compiling it and we'll put it for production downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, done.
Done.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need a lot actually. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good. Wow, you've killed the orange. So now we have anything from here? So these are the fresh, you had the dried ingredients.
Tamarind is always good.
You have tamarind?
You use it in everything.
Yes.
So what do I peel it again?
Okay, yeah, crack it.
Crack it?
Crack it.
Easy.
There you go.
Oh. Sounds vulgar.
So, did you expect that inside? Yes. Okay, now just put
a bit of it.
Yeah, like. Okay, let's use the knife.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good.
Now we go back.
Now we go back in here.
Yeah. Okay. Boss, what's next?
Okay, so the first thing in gin, for it to be called gin, is that you need juniper berries.
Oh, I just saw that somewhere.
Right here.
Okay.
So just pour some in.
How many would like?
We'll tell you when to stop. Yeah, about three. Wow, it's very strong. I think just press it and yeah, don't pound it too hard.
With such
nothing happened
moment.
Actually.
that's what she says.
After all that. So I'll finish up.
Oh God, Jamie, stop! I'm not doing this show anymore.
So now we just add a little bit of all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, all of them are going?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So these are the main gin botanicals.
Oh. So it's like any three or four, or do you do the whole lot?
So these are like commonly used ingredients in gin, which is why we actually put them in front of you for easy access. And then the rest are just optional stuff. So we have all our botanicals.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Thank you. Hold them
right there.
I'll just show to Cam.
Oh, okay. So now we're gonna put it inside our still.
We're just waiting for the assistant to come with
alcohol.
The
important part. So just grab this.
One second. I wanted to see your assistant on camera, but he just ran away. A sweet looking man.
Okay, just put all of it inside.
All?
And then after that, put all of this in there as well.
All,
okay, yeah, all of it, careful.
All. It's a lot of alcohol, people watching. I don't know, it's like half a bottle of alcohol. Pure alcohol, this is not gin yet.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all gone.
Okay, good. Okay. And then all of that goes in there.
So we'll just use the old Russian technique.
Maybe a spoon?
No. We come from a country where nobody has spoons.
Okay, cool. And then we're just gonna heat it up. All the way. Yeah, so it's gonna be, you know, about 45 minutes.
Okay.
So then it'll drip out. Okay, so you can try. This is the first press, so it's very, a bit harsh. It's very strong.
Why are you smelling it?
Don't sip a little bit.
Just take a little sip, huh?
It's very strong.
It is very strong.
So this is the part that we usually don't use.
Mr. and Mrs. Tucker, if you're watching, we'll try and send him back. But yeah. Okay, people, so we've got almost a full canister. I don't know what the word is. Canister. And we call our taster, Mr. Silvery. Come, Baba, come. Jamie says this is very sort of fresh, and this is the middle part now, potent part, and tasty. Just to have a sip and tell us what you feel.
Oh,
my
wow.
Recipe.
The spice
very
comes.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Nice.
Much smoother than the first one.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
Does it feel like a tongue going down your throat? Because that's what
it's
they.
Okay, so it's good. So I think we should bottle it now.
Let's bottle
okay,
it.
So just, yeah.
We're going to put it all in the bottle. I mean, I'll try my best, but with my Parkinson's, you know, whatever happens, happens. Now we have to bottle it.
Yes.
Let me just do it for camera.
There you go. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, cool. Okay. And you got a beautiful name for your gin?
Cyrus Zest.
Cyrus Zest.
Zest, yeah.
Okay, so now you're the master distiller of your one bottle of gin. So now we're gonna label the gin.
Yeah.
That's the top seal that goes. Okay. Now. Nice.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you.
Let's go back to our conversation, civil conversation, where we talk about good things.
Yes.
I'll leave you with Silvery's finger. All right, we're at BLD, the Brass Line Distillery, owned by a very good friend of mine as well, Jamie. All of you guys are together in this business. There's a gentleman called Satish who I met, who's a cousin. See, we Indians, we're everywhere. His cousin and me were in college together.
Oh, wow. Small world.
And the funny part is his cousin is still in college, 40 years later. Yeah, that's so sad, but you know, I mean, he's doing so well. Let's talk a little bit about Singapore. Cliche question, what does Made in Singapore mean to you?
We created this brand, of course, everything else is made in Singapore, but I think beyond all of that, I think it's really about showcasing and highlighting, even though, you know, it sounds a bit cliche, but really using something that locals can identify with when they drink, right? Like, oh yeah, you know, we use the torch ginger, the butterfly pea flower, for example. We use it in our local Peranakan cuisine. And right. I know you guys went to Joo Chiat as well.
Yeah. Just now, again. That's because the taxi got lost. But we were there.
And so the butterfly pea is used a lot in local cooking, right? In the blue coconut rice, for example, or this local dessert that you see called the kuih salat, which is blue glutinous rice with a layer of kaya coconut jam. So, you know, we see it a lot, and I think it's more like taking that and putting it into spirits as well, and which is why you see that the label actually features the classic Peranakan tiles. So it's all about that, right?
You know, like if somebody asks you what's it like to be an Indian, you're not just, you know, warm, loud, generous, don't understand lines, whatever. What would you say about a Singaporean? A little cliche, but how would you, if you had to describe a Singaporean, just a generic Singaporean, what would you say?
I think generally Singaporeans, you know, if you meet them for the first time, they might come across as a bit reserved.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not you, actually.
Yeah.
You were extremely warm immediately. Oh. But then again, I'm a very attractive man, so let's discount that here. You see that close? Yeah.
But I think once you get to know Singaporeans, like they generally warm up and generally quite hospitable.
Extremely polite.
Polite.
Everybody's very polite. Like nobody raises their voice really. And would you say progressive?
Progressive. I think Singaporeans are generally very open to... We're a small country, right? So a lot of us travel out as well. So generally quite open and receptive to new concepts. And everything that I'm
back
open...
to the gin.
Yeah, everything I'm open, actually. All my F&B concepts were all first of its kind in Singapore. And so bringing new concepts in...
Yeah, but after all this time of all these bars and the travels and all that, what made you confident that gin would be like a big hit?
I think gin is perfect for Singapore's weather. Right? Because we're hot, it's tropical, it's refreshing, you know, hot summer day on the beach or whatever. I just want to drink something like this.
If only I could reach it. One
cheers,
day.
I'll drink without.
Cheers. I love these big glasses. And is there any one Brass Line gin that you particularly like the most?
I think it differs according to the time of the day and my mood and things like that. So there's something new that we've done is a tea-based gin, which is quite interesting.
This one?
Yeah, the jasmine, the pearl jasmine. So
hold it up. All right.
We were starting a tea series, so we've blended different tea blends and
put jasmine tea feel to gin.
So yeah, we did a Osmanthus Oolong tea gin, and now we have a pearl jasmine gin, and we're working on a new one. So it's kind of like a little mini series, so to speak.
Wow. You think you'll ever get bored of gin? It's gin all the time.
Gin. No, it's all different flavors, right? It's like, do you ever get bored of food? But it's all always different.
True. Yeah. But would you move on from here to the next spirit or gin?
Yeah, I mean, we've moved on to whiskey. And we've done other stuff as well. It's just that, you know, we can't launch everything that we like to tinker about and make different things. We've made rum before. We launched a liqueur with Tiger Beer, actually. We did a liqueur for them. Sour Plum Calamansi liqueur. So we've done different things, but there's only so many things that we want to launch. We want to kind of focus on a few key ones.
How drunk have you got? Which is the worst drunk that you've got?
I actually don't get drunk.
You don't get drunk? You're able to hold your drinks?
Yeah, I mean, you'll never see me like, I've never been like...
Well, there's no video if you're saying that. We checked.
And when I was young, there was no video. And you back in the day. I don't actually,
But what about tours now? Are you going to go for another long tour? It seems like every time you did that, there's like a change of the guard. You come back refreshed with new ideas.
Yeah. planning, plotting.
Another one?
Something else, I don't know.
Okay, you never know.
Full of ideas, yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Okay.
Check it out. Here it is. The Brass Lion Distillery. It's available in Singapore. There's car parking, there's everything, and it's an experience, three types of experiences. Check out the podcast to know more details. All right, before we say goodbye, it's time to check out Birds of Paradise. Do you know what Birds of Paradise is? The ice cream?
The ice cream place, yeah. Try the chrysanthemum ice cream. That's my favorite.
Which one?
They have a chrysanthemum ice cream.
We did. I mean, I will. I did, and I will at the same time.
You did, and you will.
Yeah. Okay, hungry, ice cream, Birds of Paradise. First, I thought it was all about the ladies, but no, it's actually ice cream. So what we're going to do is just go in there, take our chances and see if we can get some free ice cream. Because as you know, in Singapore, they all know me. Hi. Gelato, world famous across the world. What is gelato made up of?
Gelato?
Well, like what? Yeah, sort of.
So we have those that are milk free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And you also have strawberries.
Okay, so let's try something. Is there strawberry?
Yeah, strawberry.
Is there yogurt? Is that yogurt?
No.
The white one? What is the white one?
This one is lychee raspberry.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's strawberry, right?
This one is the strawberry.
Yeah. I'll try the strawberry.
Alright. Yeah. Try anything else?
Oh, no, not try. Just give us a full one. We'll pay for it. Don't worry.
Ah.
We got money. Yeah. We got money, right?
Would you like it in a cup or a coat?
I'd like it in a glove. Is it possible? I just
no.
like gloves. Okay, she wants to try the sea salt. Ojita. Ojita Junjunwala. By the way, have you heard of this famous actor called Cyrus Brocha?
No.
Have you heard of Cyrus Brocha? Sorry, my heart was shaking. You got to Google this guy, Cyrus Brocha. He's best looking. A male in the world, I was told. Best looking. Very good. Very nice. What is this?
This is sea salt hojicha.
Okay, but I prefer the strawberry.
Strawberry.
These women come and bully us all the time, tell us what to do.
Are you keeping up?
No, just keep the door open so we can run away without paying. This is a gelato, of course. Gelato is different ice cream from Italy, I think. I'm not 100% sure because I don't do my homework. The ice cream out of botanical stuff. So again, it's sort of like sustainability. Where's my cup?
Yeah, over here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Cyrus Brocha.
All right.
Yeah, folks. You must be wondering, why am I closing up here? Well, Jamie and I hit it off so well that she's considering making me a partner. 50% equity, more responsibility for me, but I'm in the entertainment business myself. So, you know, gin crafting, that kind of thing is right up my alley. So I thank her for that. And Singapore swings on and we swing with her. Take a look at what I now own, but don't tell anyone. Shh.